If you would, just bow your head with me tonight. I hope this is okay, Pastor. You know, we wasn't there, David, Eric, and I, giving our testimony tonight, but we wasn't there when the cross happened and the resurrection. But we were there with the night that Jesus changed our life. Changed us forever. And we wouldn't take nothing for that journey. I just want you to look in your heart tonight. And if you don't know the Lord, if you're not as close as you used to be, this is a good time. Now, this is a perfect time. You to take that step closer. Guess what? He's never run away from you. He's right there waiting. He's right there waiting on you. Right there beside you tonight. Waiting for you to take the step. There was a prodigal son who had wandered away in the scriptures. He got his inheritance and he went and blew the whole thing on fun. Wound up in a bad place. He started back down the road. He said, even the servants in my father's house have food to eat. So as he started down the journey to that house, the father was standing on the porch. The father was waiting on him. He could see him in the distance. And guess what he did? He saw him take a step and he ran to him. He ran to his son and he hugged him and he gave him a coat and he said, kill the fatted calf, my son who was dead is alive tonight. I'm going to tell you, if you turn your life over to Jesus, your life will be better and you will be better at life. Just for a second, we're going to sing this last verse and this chorus. Just talk to the Lord in your own way. Sing it down.
I might give all these words. I'll leave you never. You be true. I'll give to you life.
Why he is